Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Let's talk about minimum viable products, aka MVPs. Today, you're going to learn all about minimum viable products, what they are, what they aren't. So if you are like most entrepreneurs, you probably have heard the term MVPs thrown around a lot. And I'm willing to bet that you probably have a few misconceptions about what an MVP really is, because I hear entrepreneurs throw around MVP, minimum viable product a lot. And a lot of them have the incorrect idea of what it actually is. So let's set the record straight. An MVP isn't about cutting corners or releasing a half-baked product. It's not about being cheap. It is a strategic weapon in your arsenal. It is designed to validate your ideas before you invest significant time and resources. The MVP mindset is about speed, learning, and iteration. It's about getting your idea in front of real people, gathering feedback, and using that feedback to refine your product. This approach is far more valuable than spending months perfecting something in a vacuum. I just want you to think about this before we go into it, because we're going to talk about the MVP mindset. We're going to talk about MVP tactics. We're going to talk about using an MVP as a learning engine. We're going to talk about some cautionary tales. We're going to show you some examples of what some good MVPs are. We're going to go into all of it. But this is the golden rule. The best MVP is the one that teaches you the most with the least amount of effort. I'm going to say that one more time. The best MVP is the one that teaches you the most with the least amount of effort. So keeping that in mind, let's talk about MVPs, MVP mindset, because building a great MVP isn't just about the product itself. It's about adopting a certain mindset, about ruthless prioritization. What are the absolute essential features that your product needs to deliver its core value proposition? Focus on those and cut everything else. You have to embrace imperfection. Your MVP doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to work well enough to test your assumptions. You need to be a feedback sponge. You have to actively seek out feedback from your early users. Listen to their pain points, their suggestions, their desires. This is gold. And you have to iterate relentlessly. Use the feedback you gather to refine your MVP. Make changes, test again, and repeat until you've nailed it. Remember, the goal of an MVP isn't to build the final product. It's to learn as much as you can about your target market and what they truly want. Now, there are countless ways to build an MVP, and I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of examples a little later on in the podcast. And the best approach for you will depend on your specific product and specific market. Here are a few tactics that have proven effective time and time again that are a little bit more industry agnostic. So you can do the landing page test. So you can create a simple landing page that explains your product and its benefits, drive traffic to the page, and measure the conversion rate. This can help you gauge interest and validate your messaging. The concierge MVP. You manually deliver the core value of your product to a small group of users. This can be time consuming, but it allows you to gather incredibly valuable insights and build relationships with early adopters. And the Wizard of Oz MVP. You create a facade of a fully functional product, even if some of the back-end processes are done manually. This can help you test user flows and gather feedback on the overall experience. Don't be afraid to get creative with your MVP. The most important thing is to find a way to get your idea in front of real people and start learning. Just a caveat with that last example, if you are creating a Wizard of Oz MVP, do not raise money lying about the functionality of your product. You can operate some of your product manually in the back end if you are fulfilling services for customers and you can only claim to do what you're actually able to do. But of course, if you are raising money, you cannot lie about what your product does. However, you could use the landing page test to show that there's need for your product in the market and go raise money based on user data and feedback from, for example, Google Form. Don't be afraid to get creative with your MVP. The most important thing is to find a way to get your idea in front of real people and to start learning. Now, remember, building an MVP is the first step in a much longer journey. The real work begins once you've validated your idea and started gathering feedback. So use that feedback to iterate, improve, and ultimately build a product that people love. Now, let's explore why MVPs are such potent weapons for entrepreneurs, especially in today's fast-paced business landscape. Here's the deal. Markets are more competitive than ever. The window for launching a successful product is shrinking. And if you're not moving quickly, someone else will beat you to it. MVPs are your secret weapon for outsmarting the competition. When you rapidly validate your ideas and iterate on your product, you can gain a significant edge over slower moving rivals and competition. You can capture market share early. You can build a customer base that's loyal. You can establish yourself as a leader in your industry. See, the MVP advantage is based on speed, flexibility, and cost effectiveness. MVPs allow you to get to market faster than traditional product development cycles. This means you can start generating revenue and gathering feedback sooner. They're flexible. Because MVPs are designed to be iterative, you can easily pivot and adapt to changing market conditions. This gives you a huge advantage over companies with rigid product roadmaps. And they're also cost effective. When you validate your ideas early on, you can avoid wasting resources on products that don't resonate with your target market. This can save you a significant amount of money in the long run. MVPs are also a great tool to accelerate learning. By getting your product in front of real people, you can gather invaluable insights that you would never get from market research or focus groups. So what can you learn from launching with an MVP? You can figure out product market fit. Does your product solve a real problem for your target market? Are people willing to pay for it? You can figure out user behavior. So how do people interact with your product? What features do they use most? What features do they ignore? You can figure out pricing. What are people willing to pay for your product? Is your pricing model sustainable? And you can figure out marketing. What marketing channels are the most effective at reaching your target audience and what messaging resonates most with them? These insights are absolutely critical for building a successful business. And without it, you're basically flying blind. So this is some of the ways you can use an MVP to create this learning engine that can really accelerate your business. Now, let's talk about a few cautionary tales about MVPs, because MVPs are incredibly powerful, but they also have the risks. So here are a few cautionary tales to keep in mind. The feature creep trap. It is easy to get caught up in adding more and more features to your MVP. Resist this temptation. Focus on the essential features that deliver your core value proposition. The perfectionist paradox. Don't let the pursuit of perfection get in the way of launching your MVP. Remember, it's better to launch an imperfect product and learn than to never launch at all. And when you ignore feedback, so your early users are your most valuable asset. Listen. listen to their feedback and use it to improve your product. Ignoring feedback is a recipe for disaster. These are just a few pitfalls to avoid when you're building an MVP. So just be aware of these risks so you can increase the chance of your success. As you go and you build your MVP, it's truly a journey of discovery. It's about testing your assumptions, learning from your mistakes, and iterating your way to success. So you have to embrace the process and enjoy the ride, because the goal of the MVP, again, is not to build the perfect product. It's to validate your idea, gather feedback, and build a solid foundation for your business. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Now, let's go into some more advanced MVP strategy. By this point, if you're still listening, you're probably pretty well versed in the fundamentals of MVPs. You understand their power, their purpose, and some common pitfalls to avoid. But for entrepreneurs who have already launched and scaled their businesses, the MVP game takes on a new dimension. For you, MVPs aren't just about validating an initial idea. They're a tool for continuous innovation, for expanding into new markets, and for staying ahead of the curve. They're about experimenting, pushing boundaries, and taking calculated risks. So I want to talk about some advanced MVP strategies that can help you unlock new levels of growth and maintain your competitive edge. So as you gain experience, your MVPs can become more sophisticated. So instead of simple landing pages or rudimentary prototypes, you can experiment with feature flags. So you can roll out new features to a subset of users to test their impact before releasing them to your entire user base. This allows you to gather data and make informed decisions about which features to keep and which to discard. A/B testing. You can test different versions of your product, marketing, messaging, or pricing models to see which one performs the best. This data-driven approach can really help you optimize your product and maximize your results, as well as beta programs. So invite a select group of users to test your products before it's officially launched. This gives you valuable feedback and helps you identify any potential issues before they become widespread. So when you start to deploy these MVP techniques into your business all the time, it allows you to iterate more rapidly, make some more informed decisions, solutions and ultimately build better products. And then this is sort of an adjacent topic, but it still ties back to MVPs. I want to talk about the power of the pivot because it really is very important. One of the most powerful benefits of MVPs is their ability to facilitate pivot. A pivot is a strategic change in direction, often based on feedback from your MVP or changing market conditions. Pivots are never a sign of failure. In fact, they're usually, and more often than not, essential for success. Many of the most successful companies in the world started with one idea and ended up with something completely different. So a few famous pivots. Instagram started as a location-based check-in app called Bourbon, pivoted to focus on photo sharing. YouTube started as a video dating site. It pivoted to become a general-purpose video sharing platform. And Slack started as an internal tool for gaming, pivoted to becoming a team communication platform. These companies all had the courage to pivot when their initial ideas didn't pan out. And as a result, they were able to unlock massive growth and achieve incredible success. Now, MVPs aren't just for startups. They can be powerful growth engines for established businesses as well. So when you continuously experiment with new ideas and features, you can keep your product fresh, attract new customers, or retain existing ones. So here's a few ways you can use MVPs for growth. You can use it for new product development. Before investing heavily in a new product, you want to test the waters with an MVP. This can help you gauge market interest and validate your assumption. You can use it for market expansion. So if you're looking to expand into new markets, use MVPs to test your product with different audiences and adapt it to their specific needs. And you can also use it for customer retention. Keep your existing customers engaged by regularly introducing new features and improvements. And you can use MVPs to test these changes to make sure that they're really well received. So when you incorporate MVPs into your growth strategy, you can create a culture of innovation and continuous improvement within your organization, which ultimately is what you need to do to be successful in the long run. Now, before we wrap this up, I thought a list of some MVP examples would help you to start thinking about how you can build an MVP in your industry or your category. So in software tech, Dropbox, they started with an explainer video showcasing the concept before building the actual product. For Buffer, they launched with a simple landing page to gauge interest in social media scheduling before developing the full featured app. E-commerce, Zappos, the founder, Nick Swinmurn, famously tested the market for online shoe sales by posting pictures of shoes from local stores and fulfilling orders manually. Warby Parker used a home try-on program as an MVP, allowing customers to order 5 frames to try on at home before purchasing. For food and beverage, Blue Bottle Coffee started as a small coffee cart at a farmer's market to test their unique brewing methods and beans, and HelloFresh initially delivered pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to a small group of customers to validate the meal kit concept. For healthcare, Babylon Health launched a basic chatbot to triage patient symptoms and connect them with doctors, later expanding to video consultations and AI-powered diagnoses. Forward began as a concierge medical practice for a select group of members to test their high-tech personalized healthcare model before expanding. Education, Duolingo initially used human translations to validate their gamified language learning approach before developing their AI-powered engine. Masterclass launched with a limited number of courses taught by high-profile celebrities to test the market for online education from experts. In finance, Robinhood started with a waitlist and a simple stock trading interface to gauge interest in commission-free trading for building a full-featured platform. And Acorn began by rounding up spare change from purchases and investing it automatically, testing the concept of micro-investing. For consulting, McKinsey started by offering super basic accounting services to local businesses, and they later expanded into strategic consulting as they built their reputation. And IDEO initially focused on product design for a select group of clients, later broadening their scope to include design thinking and innovation consulting. For consumer goods, Glossier founder Emily Weiss started the brand as a beauty blog, Into the Gloss, using it to gather insights about consumer preferences before launching her own product line. And Casper pre-sold mattresses online before they had even manufactured them, using the pre-orders to validate demand and secure funding. In real estate, Airbnb founders rented out mattresses in their living rooms to test the concept of peer-to-peer accommodation. And Zillow started as a basic online real estate database, later adding features like Zestimates and home valuations as they gained traction. Lastly, transportation. Uber initially launched as a luxury black car service for a limited audience, and it later expanded to include various ride-sharing options. And Lime started with a fleet of electric scooters in a few select cities to test the market for shared micro-mobility. And in less obvious industries, for example, event planning. If you want to build an event planning business, offer a limited package of services for a few small events to test your concept and then refine your offering. For fashion design, create a small capsule collection to gauge interest and gather feedback before investing in a full line. Personal training, offer a few free or discounted sessions, test your training methods, attract some initial clients. For music production, you only have to release a single or EP to test the waters before committing to a full album. And for art and design, you can create a limited edition print or a product to assess demand and validate your artistic vision. I mean, there's so many options for just starting with the minimum viable version. The successful minimum viable version, the successful MVP, is to focus on validating your core proposition with the least amount of effort and resources. Don't be afraid to get creative, to experiment, to learn from your mistakes. Your MVP is going to be your business compass. As an entrepreneur, you know that the business landscape is constantly changing. New technologies emerge, consumer preferences shift, competitors rise and fall. In a dynamic environment, MVPs are your compass. They guide you towards success. So embrace the MVP mindset, continuously experiment, and you can stay ahead of the curve, adapt to change, and ultimately build a business that thrives. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.